Meeting is now being recorded.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to our presentation on the options to adjust the timeline for ICANN review. My name is Brenda Brewer. Presenting today are my colleagues from the Multi-Stakeholder Strategies and Strategic Initiatives team, Larissa Gernick and Nagar Farzania. Our presentation will last approximately 25 minutes, and then we will move to questions, answers, and discussion. Please note that this webinar will be recorded and posted on the ICANN Wiki along with the slides. The Wiki link is posted in the chat and notes pod. Please mute your line when not speaking by pressing star 6. Star 6 again will unmute. Also, please state your name before speaking for the transcript. And I'll now turn the meeting over to Larissa Gernick.
Thank you, Brenda. Welcome, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And thank you so much for joining us for this second webinar. During the first webinar, which covered the same information as what we will be sharing with you today, we received very thoughtful comments and good feedback. And I see that Alan is here, so Alan will probably back me up on that. Reviews are an important accountability mechanism for ICANN, and that's why we're talking about this important topic today and looking forward to a fruitful exchange and discussion on the conversation that began some time ago. So why are we addressing this particular issue now? Well, there's several reasons for those of you that participated in discussions at ICANN 61. You probably recall there were quite a few discussions about the challenges with the review scheduling. So the reason why the timing is now to start discussing options and ideas for how to move this forward are three, really. There is a large number of reviews. Right now we have 11, and in a moment I'll show you a slide that you're probably already familiar with as to how what that looks like. Also, there's considerable amount of other significant work happening around ICANN that impacts the community. Policy development work, there's GDPR, work stream 2, and moving into the implementation of that work. And finally, there were requests from the community to look for options to lessen the strain that this current review timeline is placing on the community, as well as on ICANN and the funding resources. So these are the motivations, if you will, for having this conversation and for the reason why certain proposals were put out for public comment last month. It's also important to note that within the short-term options, the first option is to keep the status quo, which is leave things as is. So as you will notice in the short-term option document, our attempt was to provide options for consideration to move the dialogue forward, but the status quo, leaving things as is for those that think this is the best option, that is, in fact, one of the available options. So the review timeline, you've probably seen this slide before. This shows the 11 reviews that are currently underway, and they are in different stages of work. This shows both organizational reviews and specific reviews, and while they are significantly different in certain regards, the fact of the matter is that all those reviews are taking place at the same time. Some, such as the CCNSO review, are in the process of being planned and prepared for the start, while others, such as the GNSO review, the actual review part had ended some time ago, and now the GNSO is in the final stages of the implementation work. And the same goes for specific reviews. There's time that's required up front for the community and I can work to prepare for the start of the review, then the actual review, and then after the review ends, there is board action and, most importantly, implementation. So that's the current schedule. And to give you a broader perspective of how that fits into the cycle, we show you this multi-year timeline. And as you can see, because of the way the bylaws have triggered the review and how they're connected to something that happened in the prior cycle, we continue to have this expected cadence of reviews where most of them will occur again at the same time somewhere in the next 5 years. And that illustrates the challenge and the reason why we developed the proposals for community consideration. All reviews are in a 5-year cycle, and just to highlight, specific reviews are triggered by the convening of the review team, and organizational reviews are triggered by the receipt of the final report by the board. So these are kind of detailed technicalities, but essentially the schedule looks something like this. To have a substantive conversation about reviews, it's really important to acknowledge what it takes to conduct a review in terms of volunteers, volunteer time, I can work time, and obviously the funding. Each type of the bylaws mandated reviews takes up a significant amount of time, as you can see here. In terms of funding, what you see here are standard assumptions. When a specific review budget is developed, oftentimes the review team may not even be assembled yet, and often the scope of work is not yet set. So these are initial indications, and initial funding assumptions are then later revised in collaboration with the review team once the review team has a better idea on their scope of work and work plan. Organizational reviews generally have more predictability in terms of funding and timing, but they also require a significant amount of work from the organization that's going through the review, but also from the broader ICANN community in terms of responding to surveys, participating in interviews, submitting inputs through public comments, attending meetings and such. Quite a bit of work that goes into these reviews. So hopefully this helps set the stage for why we're having this conversation and also to consider the proposals that are on the table and for more detailed review of the proposals. At this point, I will turn it over to my colleague, Nagar. Nagar, please.
Thank you, Larissa. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this webinar. I wanted to talk to you briefly about the options that we are presenting in these two public comments. We have a short-term proposal, which will be open through July 6th. The options on the short-term proposals have recently been changed to focus only on the accountability and transparency review, and we will get to more details on that shortly. These options are really intended to frame possibilities to provide immediate relief to community. And as Larissa noted, one of the options is keeping things as status quo. We have the long-term option proposals, which will remain open until 20th of July. And the long-term options really aim to provide a more reasonable scheduling option across specific and organizational reviews. The goal is to meet ICANN's accountability and transparency obligations in a more practical and sustainable manner. As we walk you through the short-term options, and particularly the long-term options, which could set the stage for a more sustainable and manageable scheduling of reviews, we expect the next steps after public comment closes to be for us to analyze comments received, after which point we will coordinate with the Organizational Effectiveness Committee of the Board, the committee that oversees reviews, to identify recommendations to the Board on paths forward. And, of course, what those paths will be would depend greatly on the kind of feedback that we get and the support that we see within the community. With that said, let me move forward to cover what these short-term options are. As noted before, the short-term options are out for public comment until July 6th, and as of yesterday, focus only on the third accountability and transparency review. The RES Who Is To options have been removed at the request of the review team. And with that, let me cover what the three options for the ATRC 3 review are. The first option is really to make no changes, to stay and keep the review as is, which means that the review can begin as soon as possible. That would be as early as July 2018, once all review team membership nominations are finalized. The second option is for the review to begin as soon as possible, albeit with the limited scope. That is, with the agreement of the review team, the scope would focus only on the evaluation of the prior review recommendations in implementation for ATRT2. The third option proposes for the ATRT3 review to start after the board has taken action on the cross-community working group's Workstream 2 final report, with the caveat that the third accountability and transparency review would start no later than the 30th of June 2019, which is essentially a year from now. This is to ensure that any overlap between ATRC 3 scope and Workstream 2 recommendations are minimized. There are more details included in the paper that is posted for public comment for the short-term options, so I encourage you all to visit the public comment page and read the paper for more information. And, of course, keep in mind that if the community has other options other than what we have listed here in the public comment, we absolutely encourage you to submit your comments to that effect. These options are starting points for conversation within the community, and any input or suggestions are most welcome. And with that, let me hand the presentation over to Larissa to talk to us about the long-term options.
Thank you, Nagar. The principles that inform long-term options are listed here on the slide, and we thought it would be important frame the ideas that would inform the options that are being proposed. So first of all, we aim to have a more manageable number of reviews per year, and more importantly, at the same time. Also, to recognize limited community resources in the context of a lot of other work that's happening around ICANN. To ensure adequate funding for reviews, also in light of other resource needs and demands on the funding. And to, most importantly, ensure efficiency and effectiveness of reviews. So we already have some scheduling issues built into our current schedule. While I'm very pleased to say that the SSR2 review has been resumed as of a few days ago, but the fact that that review was on pause for a while will put an additional strain on the scheduling of the review team's work and ultimately the time available to implement recommendations. Similarly, the time it has taken for the ATRT 3, the Accountability and Transparency review team to get assembled and for the review team to get their work started, which obviously hasn't happened yet, but that also puts an additional strain on the amount of time that's left for the review team to complete the work for the board to take action, and most importantly, for the time left for implementation. And we've been receiving a lot of comments from many people in the community about the impossible task of doing implementations and then moving right into the next cycle of reviews with very little time to consider whether the implemented improvements are working the way they're intended and to test whether the desired results were accomplished. So before I review some of the options that are informed and framed by the principles that we've outlined, I also wanted to mention that in the paper you'll find advantages and disadvantages and analysis associated with each one of these options and a lot more details on it. Also, we discussed what would be necessary in order to implement the option, should that be of interest to the community. We also have a section where we discuss other aspects of the reviews to improve efficiency and effectiveness. While the public comments, both short-term and long-term, are focused, primarily on the timeline of reviews to avoid having 11 reviews happening at the same time, we want to acknowledge and recognize that there are other options and other mechanisms and means that could be considered in order to make the reviews more effective and efficient. And actually, in the first webinar, we received a lot of really good comments acknowledging the fact that this might be a good time for the community to revisit the purpose for reviews, organizational reviews in particular, and re-examine the important aspects of these accountability mechanisms and perhaps ways that they could be improved while still maintaining the importance of the activity. So the long-term options are different from the short-term in the sense that there is not a series of boxes to check here and to reflect on which one would be more appropriate. These actually could work together in tandem, and these are more concepts and ideas that would then require further refinement. And also, depending on which principles and options are supported by the ICANN community, this may require bylaws changes. So it's important to note that this is not a consultation on bylaws changes, but what this is a consultation to consider if future bylaws changes will be needed in order to accomplish the goals of streamlining reviews. So several ideas here that I'd like to touch on. One is staggering the reviews. So this is the idea of spreading the reviews out across the years so that there is not a clustering of work as we're experiencing now. So for example, there could be a limit developed and put in place that says only one specific review should be conducted at a time and perhaps no more than two organizational reviews at a time. And that would provide some ability to stagger the reviews. Obviously, there would need to be agreement within the community on how to do that. Also, adding timing criteria is another option. And this would be in order to initiate the next cycle of specific or organizational reviews. And it could include factors such as, for example, requiring the prior review recommendations be fully implemented before starting the next cycle of reviews. Also, there's additional requirements that might be considered. For example, like the accountability and transparency review already has, other specific review teams could be asked to complete their work within 12 months of starting their work. This requirement could also be applicable to organizational reviews in a different sense. So, for example, there one might consider some requirements for the feasibility work on the review recommendations to be completed within, say, a 3-month period, as well as potentially adding a requirement for board action within, say, 6 months of receipt of the final report, which is the condition that's already in place for specific reviews. And these are just ideas, obviously. Another option to consider is focusing work of the specific review teams on topics of highest priority. We heard a lot of commentary from the first webinar about the importance of thinking through what is the right duration for a review. So with that comes the idea that if the community is interested in shortening the duration of a review to lessen the burden, then potentially one way to do that would be to prioritize topics of importance to the community at a particular point in time. That's something that is discussed in more detail in the paper. Finally, the thought of adding scheduling flexibility for specific reviews to the bylaws, which we currently don't have. And this would definitely require appropriate checks and balances by the community and the board to make sure that reviews are not delayed as a stalling tactic, and that there's ways to control that and check for that. But this would also allow for the reviews that deal with topics and issues that are more relevant at a given time to go forward while perhaps waiting to start other reviews where perhaps additional time would be useful for activities to develop. GDPR would be a good example of that. So I encourage you to take a look at the papers, which provide a lot more detail. And in the interest of time, we just touched here on these ideas. Also, as I mentioned before, other aspects of reviews to improve efficiency and effectiveness might include other ideas, and we would welcome your input on what else and what other considerations should be included as the discussions continue about how to change and improve reviews and review scheduling in the future. So with this, I will now move to the Q&A and discussion portion of this. We'll hand it over to Nagar. We appreciate any questions, input, ideas that you would like to share with us. And I also wanted to mention that if it would be helpful for us to join any of your community conference calls or meetings in the near future to provide this and similar information to your groups, we would be happy to do that. Nagar?
Thank you, Larissa. At this point, I would like to invite you to state any questions or comments that you may have. Feel free to raise your hand in the Adobe room or type your question or comment in the chat pod for us to address. Alan, go ahead, please.
Thank you. I already spoke on the first session, so I wasn't going to try to be first, but since no one else has put up their hand, I will. I have several comments. First of all, and I've made this one a number of times before, I really believe you need to separate the organizational reviews from the specific reviews in these discussions. They share the name review. They share a requirement for staff and financial support. But other than that, they are very, very different in many, many ways. As an example, the specific reviews have virtually no impact on the community over the period that they're running. Yes, there may be a public comment at one point or another, but that's no different than a public comment on any of the hundreds of other things that come out. So I really think they need to be separated, and I think we'll have a much better discussion if we do it. The principles that should be used in deciding how to handle the reviews and all the options, I think, are quite different. There may be some overlap, but they're quite different. And and I think that we obfuscate this by merging them together. The second thing is that the document points out that you have redefined the term convene, that convene was supposed to mean when the review team, and this is for specific reviews, when the review team actually met face-to-face in a room and started working. It is now being changed to when the board first takes action to recruit members. Now, that's a convenient way to have finessed making sure that we have convened a review in the five-year limit. But using that date in the other documents, I think, ends up, if not being deceptive, certainly ends up being confusing. And I'll give you two examples. If you look on slide, where is it? Slide 3, you'll see ATRT 3 is shown as starting sometime in mid-2018, assuming it goes ahead, and continuing for a year. And that goes along with the fact that, continuing for about a year and a half, because the end date is not the date the review finishes, but the date the board finishes its 6 months mulling over what the board and the organization finished the six-month period of mulling over what to do. The actual review has ended way before then and has published its report. So showing that review is going on until early 2020, which is almost 2 years, when, as has been noted, it's limited to a one-year life, I think confuses the issue. If you go on to the next slide, slide 4, you'll see not only does it end in 2020, but it started in 2017. So that review now has over a two-year period. So I think we really need to show the reviews as when they occur, when they are using resources, that is community resources, and not use these extended times, because it makes the chart look much busier than it really is. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Comments from Alan. Sorry, Nagar. This is Teresa Gernick for the record, and I'll just do a quick response. First of all, thank you very much for the thoughtful comments, and I'll just touch briefly on a couple of the things that you said. It's absolutely true that specific reviews and organizational reviews are quite different in nature, and we understand that. But as indicated in the bylaws, because they are two of the accountability mechanisms, that is the reason why we've included them together. Actually, we've had some comments that there are other reviews that we haven't included in this presentation, but we talk about that in the paper. Other reviews are happening around ICANN that actually make the schedule even more busy. But the point is well taken that the essence or the substance of the review is different, and the impact on the community could be different. In terms of the convening, there's some discussion also in the paper about that. The bylaws don't provide a clear definition of what's intended by the word convene, so we all appreciate your thoughts on what could be meant as the convening of the review. I also wanted to flag that a great deal of effort and work by the ICANN community under the new bylaws goes in to the process before the review is actually started, and the work of the review team is able to begin, as I'm sure the SOs and ACs fully appreciate now. So that's an interpretation and a definition that we made in order to be able to really move forward with an area that wasn't entirely clear in the bylaws. And then also in terms of the life of the review, such as the specific review, in the six months after the final review report is submitted and the work of the specific review team is completed, there's actually a public comment. So we put out that final report for another round of public comment So in terms of impact on community resources and attention, it does continue, maybe not from the review team itself, but from the broader community. So, you know, which is what we've tried to capture in the graphics to indicate, you know, some amount of activities that still continues, maybe not from the specific review team perspective, but in terms of the broader community. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larissa. Are there any other questions or comments in the room that we can help address? As noted before, we are more than happy to present these options and hold a Q&A session with your constituencies, either via a remote call or, if time allows, in Panama. So if interested, please feel free to contact us by sending an email to reviews@icann.org, and we are more than happy to reach out and schedule something with you. The public comments are still open for quite a while. We appreciate everyone's feedback and input, so please feel free to log into the public comment pages, submit your comments, questions, and feedback on the options presented for both the short-term and long-term options. And if there are no further questions, we can wrap up this webinar and give you some time back on your day. We're happy to take more questions if there are any. All right, everyone, I see no other raised hands or questions. Thank you very much for your time, for joining this webinar, and for sharing your feedback with us. Looking forward to receiving everyone's comments and feedback on the two public comments for short-term and long-term documents. Have a great rest of your day or evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.